Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlocker.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
Hey everybody, this is Nate Rivers with the Passive Profits Podcast, and this is Session 11. What I want to talk about in this episode is kind of different, and it's going to go back to just some basic big picture stuff about building an online business and really success in anything, I guess. What happened is the other night I was playing Call of Duty like I do every night, I hate to admit, and I try to kind of ignore the fact that I'm addicted to this video game, but this message popped up after a match that I just pretty much kind of made me feel sick. I just can't believe that I play this much. And I'll get to what that message said in a minute. So I thought about that and how much time I've actually put into this game and what I could have done with all that time as far as, you know, just building more websites or building more content for my websites and stuff like that. And so I've kind of made this list of stuff that you could actually take from Call of Duty and apply it to building an online business. And a lot of this stuff is actually pretty good lessons. And I'll get to that main big eye-opening message at the end, and I'll tell you what that message said that popped up on my screen that made me sick. But anyways, if you're not familiar with Call of Duty, it's the biggest video game out there. It breaks records every year when it comes out. They release a new title every year. And It's a war game where you're just running around shooting people, basically. And the first lesson I want to go over is basically camping versus run and gun. And what that means is in Call of Duty, there's basically two ways to play the game. You can either be a camper or you run and gun. And to camp means that you kind of just run around. Well, you don't run around. You find a spot and you hide. And you sit and wait for people to run by so that you can shoot them. And, I mean, it works. You'll get kills that way. So the other strategy, running and gunning, is just what it sounds like. You're running around trying to get as many opportunities to shoot people as possible. The downside to that method is that you, because you're running, you have to pull up your gun when you see somebody. It just increases your chances that you'll get killed a lot more. So how does this relate to building an online business? Well, in Call of Duty, the winner of every match will always be somebody who runs and guns. Every time. Campers never ever win matches because they simply don't have as many opportunities to get kills. And so the way you win a match in Call of Duty is it goes to 10 minutes unless somebody gets 30 kills before that. So at 10 minutes, whoever has the most kills wins. Or if someone hits 30 kills, they win automatically and the match is over. So what this reminds me of is there are people, when it comes to building an online business, there are people that they just go out and they find opportunities. You've heard the saying that luck is a verb, basically, or the quote, I don't know who it is, that the harder I work, the luckier I get. And that's exactly like running and gunning, and it's exactly like people that just make it happen with their online business. They go out, they produce content, they just put their heads down and actually do work, you know, several hours a day, or just, they just figure it out. That's just the bottom line. And that's the difference between, you know, a camper and someone who runs and guns with their own business. So you've got to be one of those people that no matter how frustrating it is or how much you think you don't know, you just keep moving forward and keep doing work. And eventually you just figure things out. I went through that exact same process. I mean, it took me over 2 years of doing a lot of work with this online stuff to get to where I could build sites that convert and get traffic and make money. So that's the first lesson. This next lesson is a really good one. And it's basically, well, the way I titled it in the blog post is spying on the best players. So again, each round in Call of Duty goes 10 minutes or until somebody hits 30 kills, whichever comes first. Now, usually in any given match, there's some freak that is so good at playing Call of Duty that he hits 30 kills in just 5 or 6 minutes. The average match usually goes until 10 minutes, but every once in a while there will be somebody in a game that's twice as good as the next best player, or three times as good, and they'll hit 30 kills in 4 or 5 minutes, and the next closest guy only has, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 kills. So I obviously, when I started to play, I wanted to be the guy that could hit 30 kills in under 10 minutes. And there's a theater feature where after a match, you can go back and watch it like a movie, and you can go and view it from any of the 10, or you can view it from any different player's view to see exactly how they play. And so what I would do is I'd play a match, and whenever I was in a match with one of those freaks that would hit 30 kills in just a few minutes, after the match I would go in and I would watch in theater mode the whole match from the camera view of that person. And it's just very revealing how they play. You instantly realize why they get so many kills so fast. So I think this is pretty obvious how this relates to an online business. You can go, whether you're, if you're trying to, you know, if you have a blog in a certain market, or if you just have like a niche website in a market, you can find the best performing, whatever it is, you know, guru or website in your niche or your market, and you can figure out why they are as successful as they are, and then you just duplicate what they're doing. And you've probably heard that idea talked about a lot in, you know, trainings and blogs where, especially with the big internet marketing gurus, you can learn a lot more from opting into their list and seeing what they're actually doing to sell their products than you can learn by actually buying their products. Because, and what you'll see, by the way, is that the things that they all utilize, no matter what traffic source or strategy they're trying to sell to you, is that they all, their entire business is based around an email list. So that's why I constantly say you should be building a list. Your email list is more important than, well, you have to have a website to get to build a list, really. So I can't say it's more important than your website, but your list is the second most important thing in your business. Okay, so this next the next lesson is utilizing kill streaks. And kill streaks in Call of Duty are, this probably sounds real geeky, especially to somebody who thinks video games are stupid. Anyways, kill streaks are when you have a certain number of kills in a row without dying, and a chopper will come and drop you a box with some advanced weapon in it that will help you get even more kills. So this weapon is just above and beyond, you know, your rifle that you're carrying around. So it's something like a sentry gun or an attack chopper that will drive around and shoot people for you. So from an online business perspective, kill streaks are utilizing tools that will help you. Well, there's two things. Learning certain skills are the most high-value skills, such as copywriting or figuring out how to drive traffic, you know, to any given website that you might set up, or tools that will, you know, drastically improve your results above and beyond what you could do on your own. And going back to what I just mentioned, building a list is the number one, you know, tool that will really just multiply the results that you're getting from your website. So if you have a website that's getting a lot of traffic and it's converting sales, whether it's affiliate sales or your own product, if you threw a list into that mix, so let's say the website didn't have, you weren't building a list or you using a list on that site. If you added a list to the mix and some effective autoresponder messages, you could easily double the profits from that site and probably triple or quadruple your profits. So I won't go into all the ways to do that with the list. I mean, I've kind of talked about that in other blog posts and trainings and stuff, but that's just That's the idea of utilizing a kill streak or utilizing tools that will, you know, really increase the results that you're already getting. The next lesson is effective aim. Now, this sounds really basic, and it is the most basic and fundamental skill in Call of Duty, but it's crucial to your success because when you're running around, like I said, you come face to face with another player, you only have one split second chance to raise your weapon and shoot, and whoever, you know, is the most accurate shot at that moment is going to get the kill, and the other person dies, obviously. So this is the exact same thing as making sure that your core message and your product matches what your customers or your market is actually looking for. And any experienced marketer or even just any experienced business person will tell you that you need to find a market first and then create a site or a product for it, not the other way around. And that kind of, I guess when I say that, what I want to talk about is you see the advice a lot of places online that you need to find something or figure out what you're passionate about, and that should be what you build your first website about. That can be true. If golf is what you're passionate about and you know a lot about golf, that's a very expensive hobby that a lot of people make money on. So yeah, great. Build a site about that because there's a lot of ways to monetize that. But if your passion is, I don't even know, some super small niche type thing or something that you can't really monetize well, like, I don't know, like history. If I think about building a website about history, I just have no idea how you'd ever really monetize that. So that advice only goes so far. You really need to just find markets where people are spending a lot of money, and it's very easy to do that by using either the Google keyword tool or just looking around the Amazon marketplace and seeing what product categories have the most bestsellers or what the bestsellers are and what type of products those are and what type of people buy those products. There's just a lot of ways to figure that stuff out. So that's kind of having effective aim. You're wasting a lot of time and energy building a site and building a bunch of pages that just aren't really going to go anywhere. So your niche research is crucial. And I've said that, again, many times in my different blog posts and stuff. All right, the next lesson that I've learned from playing a ton of Call of Duty is knowing the maps. So there's a set number of maps or different levels where these battles take place that you play on. And memorizing the maps is a huge strategy that all elite Call of Duty players do. So when one shot will kill you, the ability to anticipate where an enemy is most likely going to be hiding will give you that split second advantage over somebody who's simply reacting to what's happening on their screen. And when you're playing, you quickly figure out that, I mean, it's not really different than anything else humans do. Players are very predictable. Every map has certain hot spots where you'll always find players running around, and every map has their hiding spots where you will always find a camper that you can shoot. So this concept has several parallels to online business. Probably the main one is the idea of mastering one or a couple traffic methods instead of just dabbling in every method out there. So to take the time to memorize a map and just figure out where players are going to most likely be most of the time is well worth your time versus just constantly running around, you know, never having like a plan or trying to anticipate anything. That's the exact same thing as taking the time and resources and energy to really master certain, not just traffic, I guess. I mean, any crucial skills such as driving traffic, different traffic methods, copywriting or conversion. Just those main pillars that any successful business or any successful online business relies on. Okay, the next lesson is silencing annoying players. Now, since the internet makes people anonymous, a lot of players on Call of Duty say, I mean, it's funny a lot of the times, but they say incredibly vulgar, disgusting, super annoying, ridiculous things. Like I said, sometimes it's really funny to hear two people just freaking out at each other, but after a while it gets super old. So the first thing that comes to mind to apply this to an online business is you will definitely deal with less than savory people from time to time in your online business, especially if you're writing, you know, like a blog where you're putting yourself out there, your identity. You'll have people email you, tell you that you suck or that your stuff sucks. And I remember the first time that happened to me, it really bugged me for a few days. And I like couldn't get any work done, or it made me question the whole, online business thing. And you can't let people get to you like that, because there are a lot of people out there that are just looking to blame their problems on somebody else. Or you have people that are, you know, desperate to try to find something that works for them, and then they don't put the time and effort into making it work, so they email you and tell you that you're a scammer or something like that. And you literally have to just delete their emails, block them from your list, and never think about it again. And now I'm really good at that. I can't remember who this was, but I was listening to some business person talk about firing your worst clients and just telling them, look, don't come to my site anymore. Don't buy my stuff. Just find somebody else. Like, hate my site all you want. Don't come here anymore. Or whatever it is, your products, you know, whatever. And that's a good lesson to learn, because you just can't let, you know, you can't let somebody affect your work or the output that you do just because they don't like your stuff, because you just can't please everybody. Okay, now the biggest lesson of all, I'm getting to the end here. This is what happened that gave me the idea for this entire post. So last night, I'm playing Call of Duty. I finish a match. I was first place, and this thing popped up that I'd earned a reward for being the number one player in 1,000 hardcore free-for-all matches. And like I said, when I sit down and play Call of Duty every night, I kind of try to rationalize it. But really, in the back of my mind, it drives me crazy how much time I actually spend playing that game, when I know that I could probably write another 3 or 4 articles that day, or just whatever, write another sales page, you know, whatever it is. I could do something productive instead of playing Call of Duty for 2 or 3 hours every night. So I kind of try to ignore the fact how much time I actually spend. So that message pops up. You've been the top player in 1,000 hardcore free-for-all matches. So I start to think about what that means. I place first place in maybe 1 out of every 4 or 5 matches. And I wasn't consistently getting in first place or even the top 3 for like the first 6 or 8 months that I played Call of Duty. So the fact that I even have played 1,000 matches, I can't even believe that. And that equals, I mean, the average match is 8 to 9 minutes long. That's like 100, that's over 150 hours, just 1,000 matches. And that's 1,000 matches that I placed first place in. So the disgusting part is I probably spent at least 6 or 7 times that much, maybe even more than 10 times that much playing this stupid video game. So the big lesson that I learned, and I'm not playing Call of Duty anymore except for 2 hours on the weekend. That's all I'm going to allow myself, and I'm going to replace that time with just more work, because it's ridiculous. You don't get anything from a video game. And a lot of you, if you don't play video games, I'm willing to bet that a lot of you watch that much TV every night. So think about that. The lesson is that even just a few hours a day, consistently day in and day out, adds up to huge amounts of time and just lost opportunity. Just think about if you would spend the 3 hours or two hours that you watch watching, or that you spend watching TV every night, you spend that 2 hours writing articles, and you could write 3 or 4 articles in that time. If you did that day in and day out for even 6 months or a year, you would have a big, big website that got a lot of traffic and generated a lot of money. That's just what would happen. So my voice is starting to die on me, so I'm going to be done here. Again, if you're just a casual listener on this podcast, make sure at some point to visit my blog at strayblogger.com. I hope you enjoyed my Call of Duty lessons that you can apply to your online business, and I will see you on my blog.